You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm trying to remember who sings this song. It's a guy.
This is a guy?
Yeah, this is a guy.
This is a guy.
He kind of strums his guitar. I saw him in concert once leading up to some. Tell me.
Vance Joy.
Vance Joy. There you go. Yeah, I thought I knew
something
that.
Joy, that's all I had.
Yeah. All right, so, hey, let me ask, before we go to 2 o'clock hold of the day, let me ask you a question. So, a friend of mine met a lady friend on Twitter.
Okay.
And it's going along really well.
Okay.
He went to her and asked her if she would please delete the Tinder app from her phone.
Okay.
Now, for me, I think that represents a general lack of trust, and it suggests that the relationship isn't going to last a long time. But what do you think?
I took it the other way.
Oh, did you?
I thought he cares about her. He doesn't want her out with other guys, and he's staking his claim.
Okay, but don't you think... There is a lack of trust. He thinks she might cheat on him.
Well, everybody thinks that.
No.
But why make it easier?
Not everybody. You don't think Lisa's cheating on you or going to cheat on you?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. You know she's not.
Well, I mean, she's probably with a tennis pro right now working on her backhand.
But I mean, you know, did you ask Allison to delete the Tinder app? Would you, Brian?
Not necessarily, but I feel like it's a kind of a common courtesy thing.
Right.
Like, if you're now together, why you still have the app? Why do you need to keep looking?
It's a good question.
You know?
But I mean, what, the app just sits there, right? If you don't use it, it just sits there. Please go in and delete the app.
But that's not a big ask.
I mean, if
I had Tinder in my phone and Lisa said, hey, that's bugging me, delete it, I'd just delete it.
Yeah. Laura, what about you?
I just think it's weird to ask, first of all. I also think it depends where they are. If they're together, like as a couple, then she shouldn't have it anymore. But if they're still kind of figuring things out, then I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy's got the Grindr app, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Woo!
All right. 2 o'clock call of the daytime. Let's go to Palmdale. Charles, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. So before I get to my question, I just wanted to say that I'm 33 years old and, I've only been listening to you guys for about 2 years.
Okay.
And one of my bigger regrets is that I wish I found you guys sooner because you guys are poetry in motion. You guys work so well together. You're the best thing on the radio or podcast I've ever listened to.
Oh, wow. That's incredibly
very
nice of you,
Charles.
Thank you.
Very
Charles.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Now, what's your question?
Okay. So my question is, this massage chair deal.
Yeah.
I have an empty space in my house.
Okay.
I've been wondering what to put in it. My wife won't let me get a pool table or anything, so I talked her into a massage chair.
Good really? Work by you.
Good work. It took me 2 years to talk one into it.
So what brand? Because I've been searching everything.
On this one, go to this website, go to a place, and these guys are not an advertiser. These are just where we went. There's a place called emassagechairs.com. Emassagechairs.com. Mason and I both bought Osaki's is the brand.
Okay, that's cool.
And you can go, if you really want to go big, Charles, you can spend a ton of money, or if you want to go smaller, you can spend anything from $1,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
You know, it depends what you specifically are looking for. But if you go on there, or if you call the number on there, ask for somebody named Heather.
Yeah, Heather is who we
worked
with.
Yeah, she was super helpful.
She was excellent. And by the way, Charles, here's the thing about it. You know, last night, I was in the massage chair watching the Lakers game. This morning, I was in the massage chair ready for the show.
It becomes part of your daily routine.
It's honestly, I spend so much time in that chair. It's crazy.
And depending on how crazy you want to go, Charles, these chairs do pretty much everything.
You can spend, you know, like $15,000 on a chair if you wanted to.
If you wanted to, you can attack any part of your body.
Yes.
You know, that's how great these are. I cannot recommend it enough.
And Charles, thank you. I wish you would have discovered us sooner too, man. We need guys like you.
All right. I actually have a fun game come next football season, draft season. So look forward to my call for that. Okay.
All right. All we'll look for it, Charles. Thank you for listening, man. I want to do one more.
Sure.
Let's go, Jason and Downey. Jason, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to all. And before I get to my question, asking someone to delete their Tinder is the new version of saying, "What are we?" So if a man asks you, "Delete your Tinder," there's your answer right there. It's your little cop out of saying we're not together, or you know, we're open. Deleting your Tinder is perfect.
Okay.
So my question to you guys is it something or nothing? Second game in a row, D'Lo has opted against talking to the media. He's been kind of chippy, like we saw last night. So I'm just wondering if that's something we have to look into.
Good question. Good question. Yeah, I mean, he's been moved from the starting lineup. December the 23rd, I think, was the date that Darvin moved him out of the starting lineup. And I came across a note. Let's see. Yeah, this is... McManaman. The lineup change, which included D'Angelo going to the bench, was not a unilateral decision. Darvin consulted with LeBron and AD on the concept, and its results were immediate. The Lakers beat OKC on December 23rd with James putting up a vintage 40 points and LA dishing a season-high 37 assists. So this was not even... This was a decision, moving D'Lo to the bench, that actually ran through LeBron and AD as well. They both felt it was the right thing. D'Lo, I didn't realize he hadn't talked to the media two nights in a row, but I'm sure he's a little pissed off.
Well, I know him better than almost anybody else on the team, and I really like D'Angelo. And by the way, I think he can help us win. So I hope that he is that he's not
sulking.
Yeah, because I think he went, and by the way, without his 11 points last night, we lose.
Sure.
We won by 1 point.
Yep.
There potentially is a big, big story that may have just broken, but I don't want to mention it. And do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
All right. Let's take a break. I want to confirm it, but if it's true, it is an absolute tidal wave of a sports story.
Oh my God, that is like the greatest tease in the history of the world.
I'll tell you what it is when we come back, but I don't, it's not being reported by enough places that I think it may be a hoax.
So it's a developing tidal wave.
Correct.
All right, we will get to that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, this is it. It is breaking news. It is confirmed. Nick Saban has retired as head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
So, and these two guys are friends. We may have a month in which the greatest college coach of all time, Nick Saban, is retiring, and Bill Belichick, the greatest NFL coach of all time, might be out as well.
Yeah.
And Pete Carroll is no longer
And Pete Carroll's
Seattle.
Gone, too.
Anything going on today,
yeah,
Greg?
Yeah, so just tuning in, Pete Carroll was dismissed. Do we get that? We got some Pete Carroll sound coming up too on that.
Oh yeah, Pete Carroll is still within the organization as a consultant.
Well, that's
or he's going to Alabama. That sound.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to Alabama. All right, so Nick Saban, legendary coaching career, took him Toledo was a start to Cleveland, Michigan State. He was very successful. Then LSU, and of course Alabama, where he has become the most successful college football coach in history.
In some ways, this now becomes bigger, that opening at Alabama becomes bigger than any NFL job because it's Alabama.
Yeah.
The two names that popped into our heads, we were just talking during the break, who would be on the short list at Alabama are Lane Kiffin, who, you know, of course we know well, former USC coach, and Dabo Swinney, who has been the coach at Clemson, but went to Alabama and I think played for Bear Bryant. And, you know, so you could draw Dabo in based on his past history with the school.
Yeah, Dabo is one. Here's I just found a list from down there in Alabama. Mario Cristobal is listed as one of the contenders. Somebody named Billy Napier. Oh, yeah, the head coach of the Florida Gators. Mm-hmm. Dave Aranda, a good defensive mind. He's head coach of the Bears. Dabo Swinney, as you said.
Well, Aranda's not the head coach of the Bears, but he's on
there. I'm sorry, Dave. He's head coach of the Baylor Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dabo Swinney, Nick Saban. Oh, Bill O'Brien is listed here. Bill O'Brien worked down there as
for Nick.
In that sort of offensive scheme thing.
Sark's phone might ring, but I don't think he'll leave Texas the way he's built that up.
Yeah,
now.
No, I don't think he's going to leave there. But I think Lane is getting the job.
By the way, they will pay whatever it takes to get whoever they want.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, Nick Saban.
So it's a day where Nick Saban and Pete Carroll both out as head coaches. One retires and one is fired.
You know what the big winner here might be? TV. They're both going. If Pete and Nick don't go
Pete
coach.
Pete would be fantastic on TV.
Well, so would Saban. Remember,
no, Saban
remember
too.
When we were back in Bristol and Saban came on with us and he was like.
Couldn't have been cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't have been a cooler guy. And so not what I expected. Nick Saban was, we did First Take that one summer, and Nick Saban came in, and I thought he was just like, him and Dabo were both totally cool, totally charming guys.
Yeah, and.
Yeah, Lane is getting that job. Lane is getting that job. Who's with me? Lane!
Well, I love mention it to Sark and see what he says.
Can you imagine?
Sark's in right away.
All right, for people that don't know. We've told this story a million times, but one day we used to do our show from Heritage Hall, and Pete Carroll would come on with us. And one day Pete couldn't come on, so they sent Sark. And Mace says to Sark, hey, the Washington job just opened up. Lane would be you're best friends with Lane. He'd be perfect for that. And Sark says, well, Lane would be perfect for any job. He's a great coach. He goes, no, this job. You wouldn't let it go. This job, Washington.
Yeah, this
he
one.
Knows the conference. He knows, it'd be perfect for Lane. They should hire Lane, don't you think, Sark? Sure. Yeah, Lane would be great for that. And then we moved on, and an hour after we got off the air, Sark got the Washington job. He knew.
Yep. He knew. He knew all along.
Yeah. But
he was just humoring me. Yeah. So I mean, I'm sticking with Lane. What are the odds that two former USC head coaches would wind up as the head coaches of legendary programs like Texas and Alabama?
Yeah. Well, they were known as kind of wonderkins.
Yeah, they
were
wonderkins. It's almost like USC got them too early when they were too young. Like it was a training job. USC should never be a training job, but those guys, I'm sure, learned a lot, and that's one of the reasons. And by the way, both learned from Saban. Both went to that Alabama program, and Bill O'Brien did the same thing and worked as an offensive consultant type person. And they were using that as a springboard. Lane used it as a springboard to get to Ole Miss and Sark to Texas. And, you know, I think Lane is good for college football, too. I think he's a very entertaining guy. Fun.
And he has Mississippi in the top five for next year. So this is, if you're just tuning in, an absolute blockbuster of a day. Pete Carroll out in Seattle. Nick Saban retiring at Alabama. And we're still waiting on the Belichick
news. Yeah, who knows what's going on with Belichick? Who knows? Everybody seems to think, I was watching the Get Up today, and everybody there seems to think Mike Vrabel's going to wind up as head coach of the New England Patriots.
It makes sense.
They were showing all these clips of him being inducted into the, whatever they call it there, the Ring of Honor. Whatever the equivalent is, Vrabel was with Bob Kraft and, you know, very chummy, and he could be the guy.
Andy Kamenetsky sent me the other day that if Belichick stays in New England, that Josh McDaniels could go back to be the OC.
Totally true. Totally can be.
Isn't Bill O'Brien there now?
Who's their offensive coordinator now?
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, it is? Yeah.
So they would bump O'Brien and bring back McDaniels. Josh?
Well, I mean, certainly the results didn't look good on the field.
Right.
That thing's a mess.
And the offense actually did work when McDaniels was there.
Yeah.
By the way,
with Brady.
Saban is the greatest college coach ever, right?
No question.
6 national championships, yep. Wins 10 games every year.
Hands down, he's the guy. I don't think there's any debate. Open and shut case.
Yeah, he's the John Wooden of college football.
Yep.
He's like the undisputed king of the mountain.
God, I bet he wanted to go out with a championship.
It's close.
Yeah, so close. So close. I mean, they rallied. They were counted out all season long and then snuck into the Final Four. And I'm sure that would have been a perfect opportunity.
People on social media are saying the ultimate troll move by Belichick would be to announce today he's going to Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be.
And Bob Kraft would go, wait, what?
Yeah. So that's a huge job open. And... yeah, the one thing about Pete going out, did you send over that sound? Pete actually talked a little bit earlier.
Greg, you can find it.
Find what Pete said, because there's no question that he's not done.
The way he's talking,
he's going to coach again.
Yeah, so it seems that way, right? So isn't there a little bit of a, like maybe a conspiracy theory, whatever you want to call it, that he's going to go somewhere, and maybe Seattle's doing it because they think they can get like Harbaugh? Or something along those lines? Because you wouldn't fire Pete Carroll unless you have somebody that you're like, we're getting this guy. Especially if Pete Carroll's going to go coaching.
Yeah, 14 years. He's been...
He is the winningest coach in
Seahawks history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Does that not make sense?
No, that does make sense.
I think... So you think Seattle's clearing the decks?
They must have somebody in mind? They have somebody in mind, and it has to be a big name. So it can't be... I mean, it can't just be some random college coach.
What if it's Pete Carroll? Can you imagine if Pete Carroll goes to Alabama? Oh, my gosh. It'd be unbelievable.
I think Seattle has a big coach in mind.
Yeah, Seattle. Harbaugh. Who are the big... Harbaugh.
I mean, that's it. It's Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
It's Harbaugh and Harbaugh.
Right. But, I mean, they can't think they've got an in. Do you think they have an in on Harbaugh? What you think this suggests?
I think they must. I don't know why they would fire Pete Carroll, who still has a ton of energy. The team's always good. It's fighting for a playoff spot or in the playoffs. Why would you fire him?
Here's what Pete said today.
That's it for now. I'm freaking jacked. I'm fired up. I'm not tired. I'm not worn down. You guys tried your best. You didn't wear me out. It's the end of the season. I'm supposed to be, go lay on a cot somewhere. I ain't feeling like that. And, there's what's coming. I don't know. I got no idea. And I really don't care right now. But I do. I'm excited about it because there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to study. There's some great discoveries that are going to come our way. And as my all-time mentor Bud Grant said, not in so many words, there's rivers to wade, there's waves to catch, and there's mountains to hike. And it wasn't exactly how Bud said it, but I get it. And that's some cool stuff that we're going to do here. I look forward to all that. Go. What do you got?
Okay, so right. And then he took some questions.
Let me say this again. I said it at the top of the show. I'll say it again. Brian, I'm looking right at you. The Chargers are idiots if they don't offer this job to Pete Carroll.
Oh, I'm right there.
They're dumbasses.
Bring them home.
Because
back to LA.
He would immediately put them on the front page. We never talk about the Chargers around here. We would if Pete was the coach.
We would have no choice.
Right. And he would come on with us.
Yeah.
And he would, I mean, he solves their identity problem almost overnight. And on top of that, he's a great coach. He'd have Justin Herbert at quarterback. He would fix the defense. It gives the Spanoses instant credibility.
I would love it.
The more I talk about this, the more I think the Spanoses will screw it up because it makes too much sense.
So here's my question.
Laura, what do you got?
Oh, Laura.
No, I was like, I don't like it because of that. So I'm like, screw it up somehow. Sorry, Brian.
Oh, so in other words, you want the Chargers to screw up their head coaching
position.
They usually do.
So, it's not far from it.
They tend to figure it out. Yeah. The Spanoses have a way. I think Pete Carroll is... He's been one of my favorite people to cover over the years. When we were doing USC games, he was so much fun to work with.
He is an absolute force of nature.
And that soundbite is exactly who Pete is. More mountains to climb, more rivers to swim in, more hikes to go on.
And the thing about Pete is his,
sunrises to see.
His enthusiasm is contagious.
Yes.
If you're around that dude, I remember one time I walked up to him and I was doing interviews for the SC game. They were playing Washington that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameraman goes, "Hey, John, I need a minute. I got to change batteries." So I'm just killing time with Pete.
Right.
And I go, "Hey, I just looked. 60% chance of rain in Seattle this weekend." And Pete looks at me without any hesitation and goes, "You know what that means?"
Hmm.
And I think he's going to say, "We get to play in the rain or it's going to be wet." I go, "What?" He goes, "It means there's a 40% chance it won't rain."
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that dude looks at life.
Yeah, he's the ultimate optimist.
So, John, what would you think about fire Chip Kelly, Pete Carroll to UCLA?
Brilliant, but they won't do it.
They won't do it.
Why not?
Because UCLA won't pony up the money.
Yeah,
Casey Wasserman.
Come on, Casey. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Fire, hire.
One of the reasons why Chip is unhappy is that they have no NIL collective over there.
Well, that's a problem.
And so until UCLA realizes your competition is all using NIL, they're going to be behind the curve.
Yes.
It just doesn't work.
By the way, I think... Actually, we'll save that for coming up. I had two things coming up. USC may have found its quarterback for next year. And you threw this out there. I think it's interesting. It's an interesting test. That plane that lost a door.
Right. Was it a window or a door?
A door.
One lost a door, one lost a window.
The big one was the one that lost the door out in Portland, right? Up in the air in Portland. And thankfully everybody was safe, but they flew with this door gone all the way to landing. How would we have reacted in that situation? That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. It is a day when Pete Carroll is out, Nick Saban is retiring, and Bill Belichick is in limbo. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a big cryotherapy user. Cryotherapy uses ice to ease the soreness in your joints and your muscles. And I used to go to a cryo place and drop $75 every time I went in there for one session, and it would last for a few days, and I'd have to go back. I'd go 2-3 times a week. I don't have to do that anymore because of IceBod Active. Go to this website, IceBodActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, Active.com. They've created wearable cryotherapy. So you purchase an IceBod device for whatever areas you want to treat. Shoulders, elbows, upper and lower back, knees, whatever you want. You put one of their compression shirts on for 20 minutes. You stick one of their ice cold gel packs in there, and this all comes with your purchase. And then 20 minutes later, you feel better. Now, it's worked for me every time I've done it, and hopefully it would work for you. But here's the good news. If it doesn't work, if you don't like it, full 30-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And you get all your money back. But if you're somebody who likes to be active, you like to ride bikes, you like to hike, you like to play golf, tennis, basketball, this stuff is a godsend. Go to icebodactive.com. You'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy on there. You'll see a testimonial from a doctor. It'll answer any of your questions. IceBod Active, icebodactive.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. And I think we have online right now the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, Coach Sean McVay, getting ready for the playoffs this weekend. Coach, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Sean, and excited about your opportunity to go back to Detroit. I know you have great respect for Jared Goff, and there's some old Rams execs running the Lions.
Yeah, what's Brad Holmes is there.
Yeah, what's it like for you to take on a team that has some familiarity in your world?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great opportunity for our football team, and I've been following these guys. You know, they've been one of the top teams in the NFL. Like you mentioned, you know, whether it's Jared or Josh Reynolds, there's a lot of guys there that have done great things for us, and you know, we're going to try our best to try to you know, go in there and come away with the win. But we got tremendous respect for those guys, and sure had a lot of good memories with those guys as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of the matchup we all were hoping for. It's got all the storylines. We love the storylines. How do you feel about storylines and sort of these different wrinkles that are going to be talked about all week long?
Well, I think there's a lot of previous relationships, previous history at places that it would be inhuman to not say are things that are factors, and they're certainly fun storylines. But ultimately, the most important thing is getting ready as a football team to go prepare to play the best of our ability in all three phases and see if we can come away with the win.
Sean, I was excited for Carson Wentz that he got that opportunity to play with you last week, and I think it may pay off. You know, God forbid anything happens to Matthew Stafford. Hope not. But it seems to me that if it did, or if you needed to go to Carson, that he would have your confidence and have the team's confidence. Am I reading that right?
No doubt. No, he did a great job. I thought he was at his best in the most important moments, was able to make plays with his arm and his legs. And that was key and critical for us to be able to get the win. And you can see he's an experienced guy, got a lot of playmaking, a lot of athleticism that he brings to the position, and a lot of just overall grit and competitiveness that I thought was on display.
Sean, what you mentioned his legs. Would you consider putting a play or two in there with a healthy Stafford? In other words, so you needed a fourth and one, or a, you know, you got a goal line situation. Is it realistic that you would draw up a play and use Wentz in that scenario, or am I reaching there?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not a crazy thought because he certainly has been effective and really efficient, and he's played a lot of football. It's, you know, you got to really ask yourself, do you want to take, you know, your most important guy off the field or the ball out of his hands? And those are always things you think about, but, you know, we feel pretty good about when Matthew is, you know, in control and in command, and, you know, it'd have to be some unique circumstances for us to do other than that.
Sean, away from the game, a couple of blockbuster stories today. One, Pete Carroll, after 14 years, is out as the Seattle Seahawks head coach. Your thoughts on that, your thoughts on Pete in Seattle and moving on.
Yeah, great coach. You know, just tremendous respect for him as a competitor, as a leader, as a guy that just consistently had his teams playing with an identity that always showed up on the tape and then in person. And the consistency is the thing that I respect and admire the most, because as you start to accumulate experience, you realize how hard it is to sustain and how competitive this league is. And he's a Hall of Fame coach. And, you know, I just I know we got better going against his teams. He's elevated Seattle, and, you know, he is a stud, and just so impressed with the man he is as well.
Sean McVay joining us. Sean, Puka Nacua had another good game. You got him the record, which I know was something that was important to you and to his teammates, which was really cool. I'm curious, what makes him so hard to guard? He doesn't seem like he's the fastest player out there. He's certainly smart. He's tough. But why is he so effective, in your opinion?
Well, I think he's a lot faster than people realize. You know, he just has a long stride length, but he's got savvy. He's got great football instincts. He's big, physical. He's got good, aggressive hands to stay grounded through the catch. And, you know, there's certain guys that are just kind of ballers, and he is definitely one of them.
The game in San Francisco came down to the wire, and there's a moment at the end of the game where you elected to go for two as opposed to attempting an extra point. It's, you know, your kicker has been shaky. He had missed an extra point in the game. Did that affect your decision? In other words, if you had somebody you knew would guarantee you an extra point, would you have kicked it, or were you always going for the win?
No, we were going to go for two there. We wanted to be able to try to go for the win. That was what the goal was going into the game, and the kicking situation had nothing to do with going for two there.
Sean, earlier in the show, we played a clip of Kobe Turner singing in an a cappella band, and he's really good. Have you heard him sing? Are you aware that he had this skill set?
I did. Yeah, he is. He's a super talented individual, an incredibly impressive person, and he's got a lot of gifts, and he could really. Let's put it this way: if you're betting on somebody to continue to thrive in whatever they pursue, Kobe Turner is one of those people that I would bet on. But I have heard him sing, and he's got a great voice, and he's got a lot of musical talents, and he's pretty damn good at football too.
Yeah. So what's your getting ready for the playoffs? Does your preparation change at all? Is anything different, or is the idea to maintain sort of a consistency and treat this the way you would any other game?
That's it. You know, I mean, you don't run away from what the stakes are, and that, you know, you advance or your season ends. But I don't think you want to stray too far away from the rhythm, the routine, the process, and you know, trying to put our guys in the best positions to be able to go have success.
Sean, last thing for me. Is this as much fun for you as it is for the fans? I mean, I get genuinely excited when the playoffs roll around. There's a different feeling in the air. It's, you know, there's a finality to it for winner goes on, loser goes home. It's really fun for me as a fan. I don't know if it's fun for you because the stakes are so much higher. Do you enjoy this the way fans do, or is it different for a coach?
No, this is fun. This is why you get into it. You know, you love the competitiveness. At the you know, the highest level of competes in this game, and so, you know, we love it. I enjoy what I do, and these are the opportunities that you work for all season, and so we're going to enjoy it. We're going to go compete to the best of our ability, and we're going to see see what ends up happening. But I'm excited for this op for our football team, without a doubt, just like you guys are.
Awesome, man. Well, we are really excited. We'll be watching on Sunday night in Detroit. Rams looking to punch their ticket to the second round, divisional round. Congratulations on where you are so far, and we're excited to see what happens this weekend, man. Go Rams.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Sean. Right, see you.
Sean McVay.
See y'all.
See you, man. Yeah, you know, the one thing we had this conversation at home. We spent a lot of money on personal seat license,
sure,
and season tickets and all that stuff. And, you know, the whole point of it is I just want to have real games in December. Like, last year was devastating because we were out of it. And the end of the year, the games were meaningless. If you get meaningful games in December, it's worth it. And the playoffs, I mean,
yeah,
in it.
I thought you might even think about going.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
I just love it. By the way, do people know? Do we have to break, Greg? Or
yeah,
we
at
okay?
some point.
No, we're going to go to 40. You're fine.
Okay, cool.
Do people know, is it out there that the Chiefs-Dolphins game is behind a paywall?
Let me just tell you something. The NFL is so friggin' greedy. Honest to God, how can they deprive people in those cities, in Kansas City and
Well, wait a minute. Stop. Those cities are going over the air.
They're over the air?
Yeah, there's the local affiliate.
But there are Chiefs fans everywhere. There are Dolphin fans everywhere.
The local NBC.
By Peacock.
The local NBC affiliates in Kansas City and Miami are running the game.
But what I'm saying is there are fans of those teams all over the country.
Correct.
And they cannot watch unless they pay extra. And I don't think the NFL, with the billions and billions of dollars they make, should be limiting a playoff game to people who pay for Peacock.
I don't disagree with you, but let's look at this from a business standpoint.
Oh, well, business standpoint, you do it.
Peacock, Greg, comes to the NFL, and they say, we got an idea. We really want to put this network on the map. We'll give you $100 million. I think it's actually a little more than that, $110
million. $2 billion. Who cares what the number is?
Right. But in return, we want exclusivity. We want to put the game on Peacock, but we're going to give you $100 million. There's only 32 owners. They get to split the $100 million. People, I've already paid for Peacock.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to be able to watch it.
$5.99 a month, $59.99 a year.
I think this is the future. I think that we're going to have to pay for sports in the future. Like, you don't get Spectrum Sportsnet LA for free.
No, but it's part of your cable package.
Every Thursday, Amazon, you have to pay an extra fee to get Amazon Thursday night football.
Thankfully, the games are crap and not the ones you necessarily
I watch every Thursday.
Yeah, I watch every, but I'm saying the NFL makes so much, it prints money. It prints money. 93 of the top 100 rated shows in 2023,
which allows them to do
NFL
things
games
like this and go on to Peacock.
No, because what they're doing is it's greed is not good. This is greed.
But
there, I mean, this is like what Cuban said: pigs go to slaughter. Was that?
But wait a minute. To Greg's point, isn't this just supply and demand?
Well, from a look, I understand you can obviously make more money. You could put all the games behind a player. I mean, if you really wanted to make some money, put all of them on streaming services and charge everybody's assets for it.
Right.
But I, honest to God, this is greed on the part of the NFL.
Let me tell you something, folks. In my lifetime, all right, in all of our lifetimes, Amazon's going to get a Super Bowl.
Do you not know people who don't have the budget for $60 a year?
Netflix wants in on it.
Right.
They want to get into sports.
But you get what I'm saying.
I understand get what you're saying, but that's where it is. That's where it's going.
It almost becomes pay-per-view. People who don't have Peacock actually have to buy Peacock
what makes
to
like,
watch
you're a
the
big,
game.
You're a big fan of the movie business.
Yeah.
If I want to go watch a movie, I've got to pay for
it. It's optional. Nobody has to go see a movie.
Right. But if you go a lot.
Correct. So, I do. So, I have money. I have disposable income that I can use to buy movie tickets.
So what you're arguing about is something that has always been free is no longer free.
Correct.
But that's just being dictated by the business.
No.
People will pay for this.
From a business perspective, sell your asses off to Netflix and Amazon and Peacock and Paramount Plus and all those things. But realize that greed is not good for your fans.
Here's where I think this story gets interesting. I don't think most people know that this is going on.
They're
going to
find out on Saturday.
On Saturday. I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes against Tyreek Hill. It's a really
good
game.
With a dash of Taylor Swift.
And by the way, 0 degrees in Kansas City is the projected temperature. It's going to be an ice bowl. It's going to be a really fun game to watch. And what I think is going to happen is people like my mom are going to try and turn on the game on Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then my phone's going to ring, and she's going to say, why can't I get the game? I think that's going to go on times 100.
Oh, yeah.
No,
because I don't think they've done a good enough job of telling people you have to sign up for
this. Right.
And
then
you know what goes on next? You're going to buy it for the $5.99, and then you're going to cancel it immediately, and you have Peacock for a whole month so you can see what's
on
Peacock.
Okay, can I just say
which is why they're doing it.
There are a few things here. People live on a budget. Not everybody has got money, disposable income, to buy another streaming service.
Right, but to Greg's point, they've been doing this on Thursday nights for 2 years,
but
and it's
games
working.
Suck.
But
it doesn't matter. It's still a football game.
Yeah. It's still a football, but the games aren't good. They're putting the worst games on Thursday night. I can live without, Jets, Patriots.
That's fair. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to find out when we're all back here on Monday. Matter of fact, we're going to be at, we're doing the BBGO remote.
Yeah, that's
Ralph's
right, Monday.
On Monday. I think this is going to be a huge topic that people are going to get surprised by this. Because think about it. We haven't talked about it until just now.
Right.
And it's Wednesday before the game. I don't think most people know that this is going behind a paywall.
Well, we assume, we're going on the assumption, the NFL is, that everybody's got the money to buy Peacock and everybody has the technology savvy to be able to figure out how to get it on their TV. We all know how streaming works.
My mom could not figure that out on her own.
Go explain that to an older person who doesn't know technology.
Correct.
They will never figure out how to get Peacock. It's complicated.
It is complicated. You can do it through your phone, and you can also, once you get it through your phone on the Peacock, you can go into your subscriptions and cancel it and still have it for the whole month.
Yeah, I just think it's freaking greed.
Well,
it is.
It's happening no matter what any of us think, and it'll be, I think the reaction's going to be extremely negative because I don't think they did a good enough job of letting people know that this is happening. I think people are going to be surprised by it, and they're going to be mad. You're mad about it, and it isn't even happening for 4 days.
Off.
And so think about how mad people are that are going to set their schedules. Because think about it. We all do this. During the NFL playoffs, we set our schedule up around the games.
Around the games, yeah.
So all these people think that, well, I'm not going out Saturday night because I got Chiefs Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying.
And then they're going to go home on their giant big screen TV, and they're going to say, where the hell's the game? And they're going to call people like me and you, and they're going to say, where the hell's the game?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Peacock's probably going to be jammed with too much traffic.
Yeah.
And this is a disaster waiting to
happen. Yeah, playoffs, I always arrange my days around the NFL. Like, for example, Mean Girls comes out this weekend. We're seeing it Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. so we can be ready for the games that come up later on in the afternoon.
Right.
So you build your day around it. Yeah, you're right. I think there's going to be an unbelievable level of bitching.
All right,
how angry will you be when the Super Bowl is behind a paywall?
Well, that's years away, but it's going to happen.
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's
Amazon's going to pay like $1 billion.
Yeah, I love, you know, we sit here and talk. I've got this streaming service. I got that streaming service. Do you not have friends that just are so tight they can't have all the streaming services?
No, I have those friends, and those are the ones that are going to be mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I blame Taylor Swift for this.
By the way, I wonder if they picked this game because they
Taylor
knew
Swift,
every
Swiftie.
Little Swiftie girl was going to subscribe to Peacock to be able to see it.
Yep.
Yeah, they know that Taylor Swift brings eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes brings eyeballs.
Yep.
And Tyreek Hill brings and Mike
it,
McDaniel.
Take a load.
You know what this game has more than any other first-round game? If I could only watch one first-round game, I'd pick Rams-Lions because
yeah,
I love the storylines. Oh, yeah. But this would be number two.
Yeah, that's right there.
Because of all the personalities.
Yeah, and you can watch the game for $5.99.
And can Kansas City repeat? I can see the Dolphins knocking them
off.
Oh,
I can totally see Miami winning that game.
Kansas City's been lousy this year.
All right.
Coming up next is What's Up, Fool?
Yeah, What's Up, Fool is what we're going to do next.
And by the way, we should mention, if you're just joining us, huge day in sports. Pete Carroll is out in Seattle, and Nick Saban is retiring at Alabama. So a massive breaking news day, and we're still waiting on Bill Belichick. So we're keeping an eye on all those stories for you.
I'm watching social media. Somebody's asking, are you doing Fifth Row Fridays this week? I'm like, where have you been? There's already a question for Monday and a question for Tuesday. Something will come out today. You need all five to be able to win on Friday. So if you haven't listened or didn't listen closely Monday and yesterday, go back and listen to the podcast. Make some notes. I think they're tough, but they're not impossible. So your chance to be in the fifth row for a Lakers OKC on Monday night, courtesy BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's producer Laura.
It is producer Laura. Hello, guys.
What do you got, Laura?
All right, so I saw this story. It says a new proposal in California can potentially ban tackle football for children under 12. Now, my question to you guys is, if this does happen, how does this change sports for the youth in California? And does this give a disadvantage to the kids here in California to the other kids in other states if they have to start?
Good question. So basically what we're talking about is Pop Warner football.
Correct.
Pee-wee football. I don't think, Mace, it would be that big of a deal if you told kids, wait till you're 12 to tackle.
Right.
I think they're still developing. You know, I played flag growing up. It was fine. You're still developing the skills you need to play football. And then when they're a little older, 12 is fine. That's 6 years before they have to go to college, and it's at least 2 years before they have to go to high school. Then you add the tackling. I'd be okay with it.
So I'm not a parent, thank God.
Same.
But how young do kids play tackle football?
Like 6'7".
Yeah.
6'7"?
Yeah, but it's funny. It's like it's like a big rugby scrum.
Okay.
They just kind of run around and pile on each other.
But they're not like popping heads and rattling brains
that? No, they're all wearing like tons of pads.
Okay.
But the number one thing is, like, even Mike Ditka in the last 5 years came out and said, if I had young kids, I wouldn't have them play football. It's too dangerous.
Yeah,
Michael and Julie Thompson told their sons, and they raised three professional athletes, you guys got to quit football. We've seen too many brain and head injuries, too many hand injuries. You guys can do anything you want, but it can't be football.
Yeah.
Like, and so Clay and Mikey went into basketball, and Trace went into baseball. And I think...
Yeah, there are a lot of parents who say just no.
But I have no issue with waiting until you're 12 to play tackle.
So I, like Mace, don't have kids. I do have nieces, nephews who played. sports, and that was one of my sister's things. You guys can play basketball. You guys can play baseball. I don't want you doing football.
Yeah, and if you ever watch the movie Concussion, it kind of scares you. That just how many hits, you know, Will Smith plays that doctor that discovered the concussion theory and basically discovered CTE. And it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And so why are 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids hitting each other? Wait till 12 is fine.
I agree. Wait till 12.
But you bring up a good point when you say, does this put them at a disadvantage over, let's say, kids in Florida if they're playing at like
Texas,
5 or 6?
Texas, kids in Texas, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
So it's something they got to keep an eye on,
They
for
got
sure.
kids in the crib wearing helmets down
oh,
in Texas.
Oh, I know, yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, I saw Shams tweeted this out today, and it was later confirmed that Netflix is looking to do a new NBA docuseries modeled after the NFL quarterback.
Okay.
The first season is set to be featuring LeBron, Jason Tatum, Butler, Anthony Edwards, and Sabonis. What do you guys take on this, you know, docuseries? I think they picked a great cast for the first season.
Well, I love all those docuseries. I haven't seen Drive to Survive, the F1 one, but I watched the golf one. I lost Full Swing, which was a golf one. I watched Quarterback, which was the football one. And what I've found is when you watch those shows, Mace, the featured athlete becomes extremely likable.
Yeah, right.
You get to
know him.
Like Kirk Cousins, I now root for because of that show.
Right,
and
right.
I now think more of Mahomes because of that show. And so I applaud the NBA for doing this, and I think LeBron's going to be great. Anthony Edwards is a great guy to pick for that. Jason Tatum will be good. And the star of that is going to be Jimmy Butler because he's weird in a good way. So
When's the start?
I don't think there was a start date yet.
I think they're next year. It's coming at the end of
this
season. I'll
try the next one. Whatever the next one is, I'll try. I haven't watched Quarterbacks. I didn't watch Full Swing. I didn't wear Grand Slam tennis one.
Who cares?
But if it's LeBron, I definitely watch.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the thing for me, because Greg and I were talking about this, and everyone tells me I'm a LeBron hater, which I'm not, but he controls his narrative a lot. So he knows when there's a camera around. So I'm like, what am I going to really see? That I don't really know.
There, I've been around three athletes in my career that have been insanely media savvy. I mean, like, to your point, like, always know what's going on. Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, and LeBron James are the three. They are constantly marketing their image and their brand, and they're all really good at it. And they've all made millions, if not billions with a B, by doing that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, right. What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So I've been wanting to tell this story and I keep forgetting. So I know that there's a lot of people on TikTok. I'm kind of really getting into it. And they're copying food menu items from like Taco Bell and all these different
places. Trying to make them
at home. Yep. Because they want to save money.
Yeah.
So Taco Bell is capitalizing on this and says, hey, we are bringing two of these items to your home, the Crunchwrap Supreme and the Chipotle Chicken Quesadilla. So if you guys can pick any restaurant that you guys can make at home and a menu item, who would it be?
There's a pork chop restaurant in Minnesota called J.D. Hoyt's. That's what I would do. I would get their pork chop recipe and make it in my house. I don't think I could do it as good as they do, but that's what I would do.
I would like... It's funny. I had the Popeye's wings last night. They've added wings. I splurged a little bit. If I could recreate the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich, it is one of my favorite things. That's what I would want to do at home.
Good answer.
You're not waiting for it?
I'm not going to do it. There's a Popeye's in my neighborhood, so I don't need to. By the way, there's a Taco Bell up the street. Why the hell do I want to make a Crunchwrap at home when I can get it for $1.99 at Taco Bell? It seems like a lot of work for...
I don't know. I don't think it's $1.99 though.
Whatever it is. Whatever. How much is a Crunchwrap?
It's like $8, isn't it?
No, a Crunchwrap
like
is $8.
Yeah, it's like their most pricey item on the menu.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, maybe. I can't see going to the effort.
Nah, I get that.
Yeah. Brian, you're going to... Make a Crunchwrap at home?
Not a Crunchwrap. Maybe if I could get that KFC recipe and make some good, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
That's right. That's right. I see that. I got fried chicken this weekend from Honey's Kettle Chicken in Culver City.
How was it?
Oh, my God. The best fried chicken I've had.
There you go.
Where's the best fried chicken?
Gus's.
Oh, well, you like Gus's.
Gus.
Yeah. I've never had it at Gus's.
Northwoods Inn. You ever had their fried chicken?
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's right off the 5 in like Orange County.
There's one at West Covina, West Covina, too.
Pretty good. It's kind of got like a cabin feel, but great fried chicken.
All right, good. Yeah, I love fried chicken.
I don't know if I can trust anybody who doesn't like fried chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it's chicken and it's fried.
I mean, come
frankly,
on.
Anything fried.
Yeah, you can't beat
for all
that.
Intents and purposes.
Fried pickles.
Yeah, fried
Amen.
Pickles.
They got those at Gus's.
Gus's is great.
Go to the fair. They fry everything. All right, coming up next for you, John. I mentioned that I want to come back with that version of Billie Jean that I mentioned, which I think is one of the really good ones. Plus, I threw this out there. Quarterback at USC. There's a new contender. And what would we have done if we were in that plane where the door blew off up in Portland? That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. And by the way, it's a monster day. If you don't know, Pete Carroll is out as head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Nick Saban has retired as head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. We've been all over this for you all day long. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.